Primarily, if you want to open your Bibles, we will be in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, but we're going to be moving around a little bit from there. But last week, we began to talk about what it means to grow in Jesus. For the first few weeks of this series, we've been talking about following Jesus. Jesus calling his disciples, Jesus calling us, Jesus continually saying, follow me. Follow me and our response to him, to that calling. And then last week, we talked about growing in Jesus. Last week, we began to talk about what it means. We discovered that spiritual growth isn't about becoming a different kind of Christian or carving your own path, right? It's about continuing in the same Jesus who called us first, going back to him. And that may naturally raise another question. How do we grow in Christ? How do we continue to grow in Christ? We've answered the call. We've said, Jesus says, follow me. And we say, okay. And we start following him. So how do we grow? How do we ask ourselves that question? And I believe if I were to ask 10 different Christians, 10 different people, and just go up and be like, hi, my name's Pastor Ian, how are you? And they're like, oh, I'm a Christian. Be like, great. How do we grow in Christ? I believe I would probably get 10 different answers. Okay? And some might say we grow through prayer. Some might say we grow through worship, through serving, through our difficult circumstances. Some might say that we grow through our Christian community. And all of these are true. Right? They are ways that God works in our lives. They are ways that God uses to continually grow in us. But there's one thing that we have access to. There's one thing that we all have in common as a Christian. And that's God's word. To grow in Christ. So when we say, how do we grow in Christ? Last week, we said, go back to Jesus. Go back to Christ. Amen? And one of the best ways to go back to him and know who he is and to grow in Christ is to read his word. Is to be in his word. We have access to learn through God's word. And the question is whether God's word is shaping our lives. Is it making a difference? Because it is possible. It is possible to read the Bible, to know Scripture, to know what's going on, to know the stories, and not have Scripture make a transformation in your life. You know that? There's people I know that know Scripture. They'll debate with you about it. They'll point out things, but their life doesn't really show the fruit of the Spirit. So although it's possible, the question is, are we allowing the Word of God to transform our life? Are we allowing it to transform the way we think? Are we allowing it to transform the way that we love? And that's exactly what Paul is saying as he writes these words to Timothy. So last week we saw in Colossians chapter 2 that we are called to remain rooted in Christ and built up in Christ. And in 2 Timothy, Paul is telling Timothy how to remain rooted when he faces the suffering, when he's facing deception, false teaching. He says to continue in what you have learned. Continue in what you have learned. And guess what, guys? It's hard to say that you've learned something if you've never read it. Just saying. Even as a pastor, I will admit something. I have to remind myself, or Megan has to remind me, the lovely wife, that my week of preparing a sermon is not the same as my week in the Word of God. for myself. Now, what I'm saying is, when I prepare a sermon, sometimes I have to unclick the switch that says, how do I say this? How am I researching this? How am I presenting this? What does this word mean in Greek? The Hebrew translation, all these things that are fun to do as we're studying. But then to go back and say, I just need to read God's word for me today before I can read God's word to prepare for you today. And that's a reminder that I have to tell myself all the time is like, read the word for you. Read the word to get closer to the Lord. So that way when you read the word to study, to prepare a sermon, you're doing it close to the Lord. So Paul is writing these words to Timothy, and he's saying, continue in what you have learned. He points Timothy back to Scripture because God's word leads us to Christ. It grounds us in the truth. It equips us to live faithfully. So as we say in verses 16, when he's giving this final charge to Timothy and he's talking to Timothy, he says, all Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. So Paul doesn't simply tell Timothy just to read Scripture. He's not saying, hey, just go read that book. He's explaining why it matters. Because God has given us his word because he intends to use it. Through his word, God teaches us. Through his word, God corrects us. Through his word, he equips us to become the people he has called us to be. Through his word, we are also called to always be prepared to give an answer to everyone, to give a reason for the hope that you have, but to do it with gentleness and respect. So today, we're going to be talking about growing and discovering how God uses his word to help us grow in Jesus and why that is important. So one, why is it important to read God's word? One is because God speaks through his word. It's God's word. This is God speaking. This is us, him talking to us. We read his word. We are reading the word of God. Hence why it is called the word of God. Right? So we read because God speaks through his word. And Paul begins with that remarkable statement. All Scripture is God-breathed. Those three words, that's five words. I wrote down three words, whatever I was thinking. But those words tell us why the Bible is unlike any other book that we've read. Scripture is not simply this collection of wise sayings from wise people. It's not a collection of inspirational stories. It's not another self-help book. It's none of those things. Its source, its author, is God himself. So when we open scriptures, we are opening God's revelation to his people when we open his word. And the writer of Hebrews reminds us that God has always been a God who speaks. In Hebrews 1, verses 1 through 2, it says, in the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. So from Genesis to Revelation, the Bible tells us of one unified story that points us back to Jesus Christ, that points us to him. So through his word, God reveals the character of Christ. Through his word, God reveals his purpose. And through his word, he reveals his Son. So if we want to know Jesus, if we're asking ourselves, I've accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior, how do I get to know him? How do I grow in him? How do I become like him? We read his word. And if we're going to be honest, If you are a Christian and want to know God more or share his word and share his life to the world around you, you must first spend time in Scripture and get to know who he is. We have a testimony. We have that understanding. And like one thing about people in Christianity, one thing that hinders people a lot of times is they say, I do not know enough, or I haven't been Christian long enough. That's God gave you your testimony. You accepted Christ, you have a testimony. But we can lead people as deep as we've already gone. Does that make sense? If we are not deep in his word, we can only lead them as deep as we go. And that doesn't mean that it's like, oh, I can't do it because I'm just a baby Christian. I haven't been doing this a long time. I don't know how to lead you. No, you say, hey, I don't know either. Let's read God's word together. Let's grow deeper together. But if you're not spending time in Scripture, then your understanding of Jesus is primarily being shaped by what other people say about him, rather than what God has revealed. And I'm not saying that what people say is wrong, but I'm not saying, what I am saying is there's a lot of people that are saying stuff about Jesus that isn't right. And unfortunately, in the time that we live, in this TikTok age of 60 seconds of like, if we don't understand it or get hooked to it in 60 seconds, we're on to the next clip. And a lot of times we're getting this knowledge and understanding from people who claim or have the calling or the title of a pastor, but I would bet don't even spend time with Christ. It's about the lights. It's about the flashiness. It's about the status that they're obtaining from it. But there's a lot of those who are doing amazing things. But instead of relying on, oh, this pastor, I looked up his Wikipedia page. He's got all the credentials. I'm going to listen to him. Tell you what, listen to the pastor who wrote the book. Listen to the preacher, the teacher, the minister who wrote the book. Listen to Jesus Christ. Because if we're going to go, I like this preacher and I like what he's saying, guess what? He should be speaking about the Word of God. So if you really want to understand, just go to the source. Go to the Word of God yourself. But if Scripture has a little place in your week, if Scripture is not forming your week, it will have little influence on how you think in your week. It'll have little influence on how you live your week. It'll have little influence on how you love throughout your week if you don't spend time in it. So we cannot say that we know Jesus more if we ignore the word that reveals him to us. So God used human authors, but the message they recorded was inspired by the Holy Spirit, and that's why we trust Scripture. It's God breathed. And the authority comes from God himself. David celebrates the result of God's word in Psalm 19. He said, the law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing to the soul. He also says that the statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. So God has given us his word not to just simply inform us, but to reveal himself to us. Every time we open to the Bible, every time we open Scripture, we should do so with the expectation that God, who inspired these words, is still speaking through these words today. That as we open Scripture and open the Bible, we say, God, what are you telling me today through this? What are you telling me today through this passage? What are you revealing in my heart, in my life, through this passage? So we need to remember that God speaks through his word. Because the revealing nature of God's word, God shapes us through his word. God shapes us. After telling us where Scripture comes from, Paul tells us why God has given it to us. In verse 16, all Scripture is God-breathed and useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. So Paul doesn't describe Scripture as something that we should just read just to have the information. He describes it as something that God uses. Through his word, he teaches us what is true. He connects to us when we wander, trains us how to live our lives that honor him. If we're wondering, hey, how do I live like Christ? Guess what? Read the Gospels. Definitely read John. If you want to say, what is Christ like? What is his character? What is his authority? What is he doing? Read the book of John. And just see. And then you can say, I don't really treat people like that. Maybe you should. Or, I don't really walk in my day like that. I don't pray to the Lord like that. I don't do things like that. And we could just have this blueprint of like, how do I align my life more like that? In Christ, in him, in his word. God's word is one of his primary tools for shaping us into the likeness of Christ. So if we think about it, and even I forget that they're even around nowadays with all the stuff we can do online, but me and my kids walked into Barnes & Noble the other day. It's crazy. I used to work at one of those places. But we walked into Barnes & Noble, and they're like, we want to go into Barnes & Noble. I'm like, heck yes. Book versus screen, let's buy you a book. They got, like, Julia got a graphic novel, so I'm like, close enough. there's words in there, you know, along with all the pictures. But I was just browsing around. I always go to the Bible section. It's just me. I like to look for new Bibles, like, you know, I guess it's just what I like to do. But it's usually tucked back in the corner, right? And then in the Christianity department, you have like a couple shelves of different Bibles, you know, the NIV, the ESV, the Message, like all these things. But then way more than that is self-help, believe this, self-help, 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 live a Christian life, blah, 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 all these things. And it's like they can do away with a lot of these shelves. Just read the Bible. Now, I truly believe that there's a lot of help in, you know, other authors and people diving into the Word. And you can use that. But don't use it as your primary source. Don't use that help book as your primary, like, this is what I live off of. No, it should help you identify things in your life to lead you back to Scripture. Excuse me. But God shapes us through his word. God shapes us through his word to live a long and prosperous life. It helps us to be the man or woman that God has called us to be. So the writer of Hebrews describes God's word in this way. For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even the dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. So unlike any other book, the Bible is not just giving us the information. The Bible examines us. The Bible reveals to us. And as we read it, God exposes our attitudes. God exposes our motives, our areas in our life that need his transforming grace. It's the same words, but when we read it, God reveals different parts to us. It's almost like a sermon. I'm going to cough really quick. Wow, that's going to look really funny on video. But it examines us. It exposes us. We read different things in the Bible. We can all read this page right now. I'm on page 1886. It's probably different in your Bible. But I can say, read these verses, same on my page. You read that. And if we all went around the room, something would stand out differently to us. Something might stand out the same. When you listen to a sermon, and it's a 30, 40, 50-minute sermon, something like that, a lot of people will be like, oh, remember when he said this? Or remember when this pastor said this? Or this person said this? Could have been in the same thing, but you're being revealed to something different. So when you read God's word, he's going to reveal to you your heart. It exposes us. And James reminds us that hearing God's word is only the beginning. In James 1, verse 22, it says, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Are we listening to the book? Are we listening to the word of God and doing what it says? Or are we just reading it and going, huh, that was cool, and just carrying on about our day? James compares God's word to a mirror in that it reveals what is true, but we must respond to what God is showing us. Scripture is meant to move us from hearing to obedience, because it is through obedience that God continues to shape our life. And what good is being a Christian for the world to see if we don't read what the Word of God is saying and allow it to transform us? Psalm 119, verses 9 and verse 11, it says, how can a young person stay on the path of purity? By living according to your word. And I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. So the word of God shapes us when we read it, also when we treasure it. His truth fills our hearts, begins to change the way we think, the choices we make, the way we live. Every time we open scripture with humility and teachable hearts and the posture of saying, Lord, reveal to me what you want me to hear today. We place ourselves before the God who desires to transform us. The Holy Spirit takes the word of God and applies it to the heart of believer, producing holiness and Christlikeness. So through his word, God teaches us what is true. He exposes what is wrong, corrects the direction of our lives. It's training us to live in righteousness, equips us to do the work that he has called us to do. This is how God uses Scripture to transform us into the likeness of Christ. But we have to read the book. I don't know the ins and outs of your week. I see some of you throughout the week. We talk. We have phone calls. But I don't know the day-to-day. But my challenge to you this morning is, if you are not in the Word of God daily, make that a priority. Make prayer a priority. Make the connection with God a priority. Because as you grow deeper in Christ and through the knowledge of Christ, he will reveal to you the areas in your life that you need to change or to continue on to grow closer in his likeness. And as a Christian, that should be our whole life. How do I grow closer to the Lord? How do I become a better representation of the people around me of the Lord? So when they see me, they see someone who is different. They see a life that is transformed. They see a heart that is obeying because we love the Lord for what he has done. And God equips us through his word. So Paul concludes this passage by telling us the purpose of everything he just said, so that the servant of God, that's you, right? Just so we're clear. That the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. God gave us his word that so we would know him more deeply and become more like him. to teach us, correct us, train us through Scripture, preparing us for the life that he has called us to. And that's always been God's pattern. So when Joshua was preparing to lead the people of Israel, God didn't point him to his own strength. God didn't point him to his own ability. God pointed him to his word. Joshua 1:8, keep the book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. So Joshua's leadership would be shaped by his relationship with God's word. And that's something very similar for what his disciples were being told before Jesus went to the cross. It says, sanctify them by the truth, and your word is truth, in John 17:17. God uses his truth to sanctify his people. And when we spend time in his word, the Holy Spirit continues to make us and shape us more like Christ. That transformation prepares us to faithfully serve him wherever he calls us. And that's why after his resurrection, Jesus gave his disciples the command, therefore go and make disciples of all nations. The disciples were sent because Jesus had prepared them and was continuing with them. And in the same way, God continues to prepare us through his word for every opportunity he places us in. Maybe we don't feel prepared. Maybe we don't feel like we're in the right moment. Maybe we're like, oh, I should hold on. But the more we're in his word, I'm not saying those feelings go away. It's nerve-wracking. Am I saying the right thing? But the closer we are to God and the more we are in his word, the better prepared we are for the world around us. The better prepared we are when people come up and say, well, what do you say about that Jesus guy you follow? Well, let me explain it to you. Let me talk to you about it. Let me pray for you. This is what Jesus revealed to me this week. This is how Jesus spoke to me in my life. This is how Jesus corrected the sin that I was in, helped reveal that to me. This is what Jesus has done. And we can just keep going and going. His word gives us the ability to share him to the world around us. The disciples were sent because Jesus prepared them. And the word of God prepares us. Scripture prepares us to share his name with the world around us. And as I'm going to invite the worship team back up, but as we conclude this today, I want us to ask, you know, this simple question today. Am I intentionally spending time in God's word? And that's just for yourself. Answer that yourself however you feel God is calling you to answer that question. Am I intentionally spending time in God's word? Because this is one of the primary ways God's chosen to speak to us, shape us, and equip us for the life that he's called us to live. So if we want to grow in Jesus, then we should expect to regularly meet him in his word. We should open the scriptures in humility, with teachable hearts, trusting God to continue his work in us. And if you don't have a Bible, today's your lucky day. Take one, okay? Bible's in front of you, Bible's in the back. They are for you. If we don't have a Bible here for next Sunday, guess what? I will order more. It's fine. We'll be fine. But if you don't have a Bible or if you know somebody that doesn't have a Bible, gift them a Bible. Take them. Take a Bible to them. Don't let the excuse of, oh, I don't have a Bible, allow someone to say they can't be in God's Word. Because guess what? We're also in the day and age, most of us, at least in America, have a smartphone. Mm-hmm. Go to the App Store. Free Bible. Okay? So, be in God's word. Am I intentionally spending time in God's word? We want to spend time with him. This fall, We're in August, so in September, I believe, I'm working on specific dates, but we're going to be launching our pathway groups, which are going to be geared towards our discipleship pathway. What we're teaching now in this sermon series, follow Jesus, grow in Jesus, live for Jesus, help others do the same, is what we're going to go through in the pathway group continually, over and over, because guess what? We can continually go through that. And then we're also going to be doing our foundation groups, going through Scripture, diving deeper in the Word of God. And we'll have the days for that. I don't know exactly what day they're going to be. I am planning on potentially, with permission of everyone else, at least recording the message part of it, posting it, so if you aren't able to come, you can still be a part of it. We'll figure that out. But we want to make available beyond Sundays here to come and learn about God, to be in His Word, to learn about discipleship. So if you're ready to walk and take another step with Christ and ask if God is leading you to take that next step into a group, into a Bible study, into a pathway group, I want to encourage you to take that step. In the next few weeks when we announce those dates, I would encourage you to look at your calendar and say, okay, I'm going to commit to being there. And let's come together. Let's grow deeper in His Word and grow closer to Christ every single week. Amen? All right, let's pray.